Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes whenever you felt like it, and I really appreciate that. So if you have not signed up for the email list, please join. I have swapped out the Pisces checklist, the self-care checklist that I was doing in honor of Piscean season. I have now switched it to a revamped version of my 1 minute meditation guide. For those that do not know, I have been a certified meditation teacher for over 6 years, and I really think, well, I believe, I know that the breath is so crucial to how we're going to navigate these times. As much as I talk about the chaos of the external world and being able to acknowledge that while also acknowledging that you deserve to have some peace within. Ooh, that's a bar. But, you know, while I'm acknowledging that two things can be true at once, the need to meditate is super important. And I want to talk about that too. A lot of things that I've talked about have been very homegirl loving reminders to really prepare yourself. Growing food, preparing yourself. Finding a village, preparing yourself, protecting your spirit, like protecting like yourself, preparing yourself, making sure you are being very clear about what you want in life and making sure that you're going about getting it so that you don't get distracted, preparing yourself, and also making sure that we are able to meditate and find other tools to keep us calm in the midst of drama, whether it's internal drama or external drama. And it looks like there's more outside drama than inside drama, okay? Which the outside drama can make the inside drama a lot worse to deal with because there's so many other stressors and pressures and things like that going on. Again, preparing yourself. So I said, you know what? The time to really bring back the meditation guide is very important. So I have brought that back. So if you are not on my email list, you might want to sign up and get that guide. It is revamped for 2024. For those who are trying to figure out how do I meditate, I'm struggling to focus, I'm not quite sure how to actually do it, I got you. Homegirls got you. We talk about that in the guide. So click the link in my show notes, the second link, and make sure that you download that guide. So, before I say that, the guide will be sent to you once you actually confirm the subscription to the email list. So once you actually double confirm, which means you actually confirm it through the email once you get it, that's when you get the guide. So I wanted to talk about that. Speaking of email lists, there's so much blessing and disconnection. And I understand that there's a need to mourn it. And people say, oh, we don't talk about the mourning enough. Yes, we do. We talk about it all the time. All the little memes, all the little sub memes, the little emo memes. That's all related to disconnection. We talk about it a lot. What we don't talk about enough is the blessing and the disconnection. I will give y'all an example. Sometimes friendships run their course. I don't have to have no problem with you. You don't have to have no problem with me. We just have served each other's purpose in our lives, and to continue it will be out of alignment. And what I mean by out of alignment is, you know, you're going against something that you know feels right, but you're trying to keep up appearances. There's a blessing in being like, hey, we were in each other's lives for a moment. We added value to each other's lives. We've learned, we've grown together, we've shared together, and now we can move on and keep going on our individual paths without each other. It's okay. I've had friendships in like that. I'm okay with that. I don't have no problem with them. I have nothing bad to speak on them. I could really care less if they have something to speak bad on me if they did. But that's not something I'm just anticipating because I know the friendship served its purpose. I'm ready to move on. I've moved on. So that's one example. In my own life, what actually inspired this episode to make me want to speak on it immediately was that, you know, I'm back on my email list. You know, I've been sending my emails a lot more. Shout out to those that are getting the tribe letters. And I have been sending more emails in the last couple of weeks more than I usually have. And I'm working on being more consistent, right? Whenever I feel like emailing, I'm just going to email. Rather than put myself on a schedule, I'm like, you know, if I have something to say, I'll say it. And luckily for everybody else, I like to have things to say. So I've been really emailing a lot. And on one of my emails, someone unsubscribed. Now, I've been doing this email stuff for a long time, so I'm just like, okay, whatever. But anytime I get an unsubscribe or an unfollow or even a block, I'm grateful for that. Because what that means is my prayers have been answered. Every day I pray for alignment. Every day I pray to connect with people who really want to fool with me like that. I pray for only those who really tap in with me and want to hear from me. Not only on mic, but off mic in the emails. Like people that were willing to support Spiritual Homegirl, whether it is through listeners or through their donations or gifts or love, or even by purchasing items. Like, those are the only people I want to deal with. I only want to deal with folks or interact with people or connect with people who truly want to support me in the way that I need to be supported. Honestly. And anybody that doesn't fit with that, I'm very grateful when they exit, because that's one less person that I don't have to be misaligned with. It's a blessing. So for those of you all who are mourning somebody in your life, it's okay to mourn. Okay, that's fine. But also remember, if you asked for the disconnection of people that were not meant for you, consider that mourning, once you're done, a blessing in disguise that you didn't quite recognize in the initial stage of disconnection. Because sometimes we won't recognize that it's a blessing until after we've cried it out, after we've had some time pass, after we've healed a little bit, and we're like, oh snap, I technically asked for that. Or, oh, this person wasn't best aligned. Or, oh, this person may not have been the right person for me to connect with. It's okay. It's okay to recognize the good in something that appears to be quote unquote bad or painful. And again, I wish that unsubscriber well, nothing personal, but I'm only in year 7.5 because, you know, year 8 is in September. We celebrate 8 years in September. At this stage in the game, I have worked so much to make sure that I'm fulfilling my mission. I only want to be in touch with those who support the mission. I don't want no fair weathers. I don't want none of that. You either team homegirl or you're not. And for those who are not, great. Stay over there. I love you. Homegirl loves you too, but from a distance. No problem. No worries. That just means I'm closer to aligning with people that are meant to be there. And that's the blessing in it all. So again, it doesn't mean you have to beef with nobody. You don't have to have no hard feelings. You ain't got to be petty or shady or sub. None of that. You don't have to. You really don't have to do that. Because to me, that's a waste of energy. What you can do is at least be grateful in the moment and say, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for the blessing of being able to say, okay, I pray for these things. Not only do I have evidence that these things work because I'm seeing it happen in front of me, but now I can continue to get closer to exactly what I pray for. And that's the blessing. So with that being said, y'all, I will see y'all on, let me see, Wednesday. I'm feeling Wednesday. So this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Don't forget to click the link in my show notes, the second link, to get your 1 minute meditation guide. That is by joining my email list. Don't forget to complete the podcast listener survey if you have not done so. If you love what you hear, please leave a review. And yeah, till next episode. So this has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, disconnection included. Love y'all. Peace.